Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is January 10, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Finnish payment technology providers Poplatek and Poplapay bought by Nets. Automotive e-commerce company partners Stripe to allow retailers to accept online payments. Samsung SDS, Cineverse to develop wallet-agnostic payment platform. Incom partners JKOPAY to advance payment acceptance for retailers across Japan. People Bank of China allows Amex on the Chinese payments market. Clear Junction, Palladium announce fintech service to help Turkish migrant workers. UK startup Earned It wants to update payroll advances. Thailand's Siam Commercial Bank teams with Ripple for payment app. A new B2B fintech unicorn, and more funding ahead. How SMBs can address late payments before they happen. Now let's get started. Finnish payment technology providers Poplatek and Poplapay bought by Nets. Nets, a payments technology provider, has acquired Finnish software developer Poplatek, together with its spin-off company Poplapay that provides payment terminal services in Finland. The acquisitions will further strengthen Nets' group-wide payment application capabilities and offerings within payment terminal services, according to the official press release. Poplatek is an agile tech company and Poplapay has solid capabilities within payment terminal services. Both companies employ approximately 40 people in total and have a combined annual revenue of around 5 million euros. The acquisitions were completed on the 8th of January 2020. At the end of December 2019, Nets announced a pilot program in Denmark, which tests facial recognition as a payment method. Automotive e-commerce company partners Stripe to allow retailers to accept online payments. Automotive e-commerce solutions provider GeForces has partnered with online payments platform Stripe to allow retailers to accept online payments on their websites. Retailers using the GeForces NetDirector Auto e-platform will be offered full Stripe functionality, which enables payments to be made on-site without redirecting the customer to a third-party site. Stripe is a technology company that builds economic infrastructure for the internet. Businesses of every size use Stripe, including Salesforce, Slack, Lyft and Shopify, to accept online payments and run global operations. Samsung SDS, Cineverse to develop wallet-agnostic payment platform. Samsung SDS and Cineverse have signed a MOU to develop a wallet-agnostic payment platform to enable cross-region mobile transactions for mobile operators, financial, travel and hospitality, media and entertainment, and retail markets. The companies will bring together Samsung SDS's NexLedger Universal Platform and Cineverse's blockchain solution, Universal Commerce, and Mobile Engagement Platform to develop a common platform that will work with any mobile operator and allow any mobile user to send money, loyalty points, or other digital currencies to other mobile users or merchants on a global basis. Samsung SDS and its NexLedger Universal Platform allow enterprises to take control of distributed transactions in a secure manner. The platform has been implemented in various fields, such as finance, manufacturing, logistics, and the public sector. NexLedger Universal offers an application programming interface that can be applied to different blockchains like Ethereum, Hyperledger Fabric and Samsung's own NexLedger Consensus algorithm. In addition, NexLedger Universal can interoperate with diverse wallet device architectures from vanilla Android to the defense-grade Samsung Knox. Incom partners JKOPAY to advance payment acceptance for retailers across Japan. Incom, a payments technology company, has partnered with Taiwan-based QR and barcode payments processor JKOPAY to make their technology accepted at retailers across Japan. In addition to QR and barcode instant payment, JKOPAY offers various functions such as food and beverage delivery, taxi dispatch, and payment of public utilities. Widely used in Taiwan and accepted by more than 80,000 brick and mortar stores, JKOPAY is one of the largest companies in Taiwan with 80% share of the transaction volume in QR and barcode payment. By partnering with Incom, JKOPAY will now be accepted at more than 18,000 retailers across Japan, including drug stores and home appliance stores. Incom is also actively promoting business alliances with overseas QR and barcode payment service operators in other Southeast Asian countries such as an NBSP, Singapore, an NBSP, Thailand, and an NBSP, Indonesia. In addition, Incom Japan's network of domestic QR and barcode payments includes partnerships with OPay, Origami Pay, D Payment, R, PayPay, Japan Post Pay, Line Pay, Rakuten Pay, App Payment, Resina Wallet and JCoin Pay. People Bank of China allows Amex on the Chinese payments market. The Chinese Central Bank has accepted American Express application to start a bank card clearing business in China. The People Bank of China made the announcement on its official WeChat account, without giving more details, according to Bloomberg. The decision to accept the application signals that it's moving closer to final approval, the online publication continues. In June 2015, China allowed foreign bank card clearing providers to obtain licenses by setting up units or acquiring a local company, ending a monopoly by state-run China UnionPay. However, progress in entering China has been slow for card schemes such as Visa and MasterCard, with neither company yet obtaining approval. In November 2018, Amex became the first foreign company to win permission to start preparation for the business after forming a joint venture with LianLian, a Chinese fintech services company. The Communist Party-ruled country is opening up its financial markets in 2020 to allow foreign companies to set up fully owned operations to run insurance businesses, asset management and investment banking. Next in line after Amex, Bloomberg mentions that BlackRock and Goldman Sachs Group are preparing to capture profits from China's fast-growing wealth. Clear Junction, Palladium announced fintech service to help Turkish migrant workers. Clear Junction has signed an agreement with Palladium that will allow Turkish customers to receive remittance transfers from the Turkish diaspora living in the EU. By opening SEPA addressable correspondent accounts for regional banks and payment operators from EU neighboring countries, Clear Junction lets them have a collection account enabling domestic consumers to receive P2P remittances from relatives living in the EU. Such account supports issuance of a range of individual account numbers (IBANs), which are provided to consumers. Palladium is a Turkey-based domestic electronic wallet, which will leverage the relationship with Clear Junction by attaching of an individual account number (IBAN) to each of its wallets so that their owners can receive euro transfers via SEPA and sterling transfers via Faster Payments, BACS, and CHAPS. Globally, the number of people who need to make low-value, retail cross-border transfers has grown rapidly since 1990. Today, there are more migrant workers than ever before, not to mention global nomads and international students. These groups, however, are grossly underserviced by the international banking community, and international remittances are expensive and cumbersome. Clear Junction provides a solution that enables domestic banks and payment intermediaries to have access to the banking system in the EU for offering fast and cheap remittance service. Traditionally, the main options for migrant workers are money transfer networks like Western Union or the Post Office, which are both costly, cash-intensive, and fall short of the modern digitization standards. Palladium has partnered with Clear Junction as a part of its global expansion strategy. Through this relationship, it is going to roll out a range of services for its clients in Turkey and their counterparties in the EU. Thailand's Siam Commercial Bank teams with Ripple for payment app. Siam Commercial Bank (SCB), Thailand's oldest bank, is partnering with Ripple to upgrade their mobile banking app to include cross-border payments for the country's 16,000 customers. Ripple helped them create SCB Easy, which will serve as a way for customers to deliver quick, no-cost, cross-border payments. SVP of Commercial Banking Arthit Sriamporn said that the new services will bring happiness to people's lives by streamlining the process of sending and receiving money at the 112-year-old bank. He said that banking with cross-border transactions could sometimes be complicated due to filling out long and complicated forms in person at the bank, then waiting a long time for money to be sent. But with mobile banking, Sriamporn said most of those headaches would go away with Ripple's service. Even money from abroad can be sent and received instantly. Sriamporn presented the app at Swell, in which he showed that money could be transferred into a recipient's bank account within 40 seconds. SCB Easy, launched in 2017, had 9 million customers by the end of their second year. In 2018, SCB had 3,187 billion baht, the equivalent of $105 billion, and an operating income of 138.2 billion baht, or $4.6 billion. SCB is also working with Ripple to create another app to offer EMVCOQR payments. EMVCO, a global company, is working to make sure customers can make payments using QR codes. They're working to make sure users can make payments throughout Southeast Asia even if they don't have the country's currency. SCB was also the first company to trial Ripple's multi-hop feature, which allowed banks to receive and forward payments without a relationship between two institutions. That has the effect of reducing transaction times. SCB is also planning this year to expand into the countries of Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, and Vietnam. Siam is coming into a new age of connectivity with its banks and retail, especially as JD.com and Central Group launched financial app Dolphin to help banks connect with customers online, with services like e-wallets and digital transfers. Susquehanna Growth Equity and City Ventures also participated, the announcement said. High Radius plans to deploy the capital to focus on continued platform development and geographic expansion. You can maintain that relationship, and build a stronger relationship by helping the customer through hard times, he said. Those hard times are always going to happen, and I think it's important, as businesses, to still be human. There's also an important balancing act when it comes to wielding external financing solutions, he noted. For a customer that has hit a slump in the last quarter, the use of a factoring or other invoice financing tool can be paramount to a small business being able to protect its own cash flow. Yet, while factoring can be an important part of the receivables and collections workflow, Darner warned that an over-reliance on factoring can reinforce customers' bad habits of late payment. Proactive, not reactive. Darner said Callbox positions itself in the deep end of the receivables process as a solutions provider for when things go wrong. Increasingly, though, the company is extending itself earlier in the workflow, helping small businesses receive the necessary education to prevent an invoice from ever having to be chased down by a company like Callbox in the first place. As it does so, Darner pointed to key opportunities in data analytics to not only help businesses collect the money owed to them, but more accurately predict and forecast cash flow, as well as assess the likelihood of an invoice being paid on time based on company size, location, industry, and other benchmarking factors. I think we're really getting to an age where data is more available than ever before, he said, pointing to analytics opportunities with artificial intelligence and machine learning. We're still in the infancy of that age, but we're starting to unlock it and break down barriers. It's important to embrace that tech, because what this boils down to is how can we make or save a business money? This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.